Hi, I'm Jimmy Haslip, and I love J. Ross TV.
What's up, what's up, what's up, y'all? This your boy J. Ross in St. Louis with the man, Jimmy Haslip, left-hand bass fiend in town, blessing us, y'all, with the Yellow Jackets.
Thanks. And Thanks for hooking us up here.
Oh, it's all good. But, Jimmy, a question.
Yeah.
Now, you're a left-handed bass player, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, when you were growing up, did the right-handed guys give you flack about, man, you left-handed, Jimmy, you know?
Well, I think I got the most flack from guys that played bass conventionally, because I learned how to play a right-handed bass left-handed, so it's upside down.
Right.
So I got a little flack about that, but it's okay. It was motivating.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I once heard you speak about the performance of melodies.
Yes.
All right, expound on that for the viewers.
Well, you know, I've always been interested in melodic playing. I mean, I was really into progressive rock
mm-hmm.
when I was growing up as a kid in the 60s, listening to groups like Yes and Allman Brothers and Jethro Tull. And, you know, I always kind of gravitated towards melodic playing. I was a trumpet player before electric bass, so that also kind of added to that part of my education. But it was during 1975 when I studied with Jaco Pastorius that he really enlightened me and pointed me in a direction to listen to horn players, and that really kind of put things in perspective.
So in doing that, you're saying that it opened up your creativity, opening your mind toward the approach of your bass?
Yeah, it opened up a lot of things. Hanging out with him was like a rocket ship.
You know? Oh, yeah.
He was a genius, and I knew I was in the presence of that. And that in itself was an extreme motivation. And, my world completely was changed by studying with him. He changed my life.
Oh, yeah? So let me ask you this. What constitutes genius, you know, in your opinion? You know, from what did he teach you that were you just so out of this world that made you go, wow?
Well, it wasn't really as much of what he taught me, but of who he was and what he gave to music and what he did for the electric bass.
Mm-hmm.
And I think personally, and I'm sure people will disagree with me, but I'm sure a lot of people will agree with me, he changed music
right
through an electric four-string bass, and he changed music for all time, and I think that constitutes genius.
Okay.
Someone who actually changes the entire genre of music.
Right.
'Cause you hear you hear him being quoted everywhere, and you know that it all came originally from him. So I put him in the same league as Jimi Hendrix and what he did for the electric guitar.
Yeah, once again, y'all, we're in St. Louis with one of the most prolific bass players in the world, Mr. Jimmy Haslip. And giving J. Ross TV, our 10 million viewers, inside information on being a professional musician. Now, we was talking coming up, and Jimmy was telling me about he's been married, 17 years, 18 years?
Yes.
And for younger guys coming up now, what kind of advice could you give them about staying married, staying faithful, being true to your significant other while on the road?
Well, I mean, for me, music keeps me... it keeps me grounded, and studying music, being a student of music, as much as being somewhat of a teacher of music, because I do teach, but I always consider myself a student of music. Those kinds of things give one's life focus, and when you have purpose and focus and on that level, you basically stay out of trouble.
So. Yeah, but what they got to do with girls throwing their drawers at you?
Well, that doesn't happen to us very often, although I used to play rock and roll in the 70s, 60s and 70s, and that did happen, but I was single then, so it was a different story.
Right, right. So now, do you think, like, the generation coming up now, the younger guys, are they picking up what you guys left as a legacy as far as professionalism, reading music, being on time, you know, just that type of stuff?
Well, we teach that. When we do workshops and master classes, of course, we talk to all students about things like that. There are things that might not be taught in the classroom. on a regular basis. So we try to bring the reality of being a professional musician into the classroom and giving the students that kind of an insight. And I hope they all listen and take our advice and have successful careers. And that's really what we're all about, is motivating young students, young players, giving them good family values, and letting them know that you got to take care of your temple, your
right.
body, because as long as you're healthy, you can produce and you can have a strong career, and to really honor the opportunity to be a professional musician.
Yeah. Well, last question. Tell us about the new CD,
and
what inspired your parts that you added to it.
Well, I'm always inspired to record with the Yellow Jackets, and this record was really a treat. I have to say, most of the music was written by Bob Mincer and Russell Ferrante, our saxophonist and piano player, and the music was very complex and challenging, and I'm always up for that because it makes me work harder, it makes me practice more, and that's exactly what it's done. And I'm still practicing the music, but it's definitely fun and challenging to play this music with these guys. And the project was really a great experience. If you get a chance, there are clips from our electronic press kit all over the internet, which were filmed during the recording of this disc. And there's specific interviews with all the guys, William Kennedy, who you just talked to, and Russell Ferrante and Bob Mincer and myself. And it's celebrating our 30th anniversary. And it's also celebrating the return of our drummer of more than 10 years from 1987 to 1998.
That's right.
William Kennedy came back last year in 2010, and we're excited about that. So it's a big celebration. The timeline is really something we're very proud of.
Once again, y'all, that's living legend bassist Mr. Jimmy Haslett. Y'all, we're going to let him bounce, getting ready for the second set in St. Louis. We out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.